In this week's Tezra Parsha Shmoy, just after Shlishi, chapter 2, verse 11 and on. Ahiva Yomi Ma'im, Ahidal Mesha, Ahid, Terechol. Ayab, Sivlis, and Mesha, where Abinu went out to inspect what was happening to his brethren. Ayah, Ish Mitzvi, Make Ish Iri Me'echol. It's all Egyptians making his fellow Jew. Ayivin Koyva Choyva Yaki, and Ish, Ayachas, and Mitzvi, and Mitzvi, and Mitzvi, he got rid of him, he eliminated him. Moshe Rabbeinu went out on the second day, there were two Jewish people, arguing, fighting. Moshe addressed the Rosha, and he said to him, Lomo Sake Reyecha, why do you smite your fellow? Based on this Gemara, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, based on this passage, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Gafun Chesam Advei says, Omer Ishlokish Hamagbiya Yoder Al Chareira is someone who raises his hand upon his fellow. Afol Pi Shalohi Kohu, even though he didn't actually hit him, Nikra Rosha, he is called a Rosha. Shanema Vayoma the Rosha, Lomo Sakariyacha. The Gemara explains, Lomo Hikisa Loinama, it doesn't say in the past tense, why did you smite? Elo Lomo Sakar, rather, in the present tense, why do you smite? To teach us that even as he's in the duration of dealing the blow, the Shas Maisa, Aval Pisha Lohiko, even though he hasn't smitten him yet, Nikra Rosha, he's already considered a Rosha. This is a well-known Gemara. What I want to ask this morning is Poshet of Shat. What does it mean, Hamagbiya Yodai Al Chaveiro? Nowadays there is a proliferation of Sephorin on issues of Benodim Al Chaveiro. And I found this Shaila in one such sefer called Lerea Chakomecha, Volume 4. Page 56, and the question is as follows. Obviously, to hit someone else is a sin. The Rambam Hilchos Chayim LeMazik Perikei Halacha Aleph says that anyone who strikes another person unjustifiably, not in the context of giving him malchus and bow of the bezdin, is over on the law. Can you hit la hakosa? You mustn't deal a gratuitous blow to someone else. And of course, if you violate a biblical commandment, a negative commandment called Hakoat Reihu, then that means that the person who does so is a Rosha. But raising one's hand per se, one might have thought, you haven't done anything. So we say in here, the Gemara says, no. Rosha, Mayimul Rosha, Loma Sakariyacha, the Chidesh is, even if he's Magbiya Yodi El Chavira. Does this mean that he was intending to give a blow? He was intending to give one, but for some reason or other he had second thoughts, or his hand was held in midair. There was an obstruction. Someone else came, intervened, and grabbed his hand, so he wasn't able to demark the passage. And he was called a Rosha because he attempted to give the blow. So the Chiddush of this pasuk is, not only if you actually are makah someone else, but even if you attempt to do a hakor, even though through circumstances beyond your control, or possibly even circumstances within your control, you didn't actually finish it off, you went to mitzvah shav toim and hakor chalapoil, that makes you a rasha. But if a person stand went like that as a threat, like sometimes people do, especially when dealing with people who are less strong, or even children, but they don't intend to do it. It's merely kamara pomi. It's just an image. That's nothing. It's astonished. Or perhaps no. Vayema l'rosho hamagbiya yodi al chaveiroi, raising one's hand means even if the person has no intention whatsoever to finish off the blow, the mere raising of one's hand in a posture as a notion of an intent to blow is in itself deserving of this inclination, a person becomes a Rosh. Why? Because it's the threat that is the problem. It's not so much the raising of the hand as it is the imposing of terror and dread upon the other Jew. So which is the correct understanding of this halacha? And this may be relevant to halacha l'maaseh as well. Because there is a discussion in the poskim, you know that someone who is over in an issa d'oraisa becomes possible eidus. So for example, if a person publicly smote someone else, so he's a rosha, he's the al-toshis, he's rosha. You can't appoint him as a, he cannot be served as a witness in a Jewish court. Lefiness, I'm sure of. So the question is someone of Mabdiya Yodhi al Khadayoi, some poskim say he's also possible Eidus. Then he said that I said. And if that's the case, then we need to understand clearly what the definition of this issue is. Mitzad Atzmoi, and also because it's ramifications in Hilchos Eidus, who can serve as a kosher aid with an Eberti. So I saw in this sefer, Lereach HaKomecha, published in Yerushalayim, Toshin Tanach Hei, he quotes in the name of Chaim Kanievsky, Shemitah, that the Yikir is like the first tzad. The Rosh is only when you intended to give the blow, but you didn't actually blow. I would like to suggest this morning a couple of strong rights, but that's not the case. That the Yikir is that a Magbiya Yodhi al Khaveroi is because of the threat, not because of the intent. Now, firstly, let me point out that if we accept the second understanding, this will answer the question of some of the Mepharshim. There is a Sefer Yad David on the Sefer Sanhedrin there, and Daphne Sefer on the base, and he asks the following question. How come, he says, we have a cloud? It's not a halachic question, it's more in Hegoyim, the philosophy of the mitzvah. There is a cloud, though, in the Gemara says, in the condition of men, Machshav Teva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Metzar Tal Maisa. Machshav Ro, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Metzar Tal Maisa. You don't get punished for thoughts. So how come this person, who merely intended to deal a blow, but he stopped short of actually dealing it, the Torah treats him more than any other Machshav Ro? Machshav Gile Aroyes, Machshav Mechalas Asuras, all other Yisurim. And by Korah, here suddenly, you know, he must be a Yavachai, he didn't finish it. If someone walked into McDonald's but didn't have the burger, then he wouldn't be punished for Macholos Asuras. He certainly wouldn't be called a Rasha. He stopped short of the other if I cared, in a way you would say, very good, well done. Here, he didn't do it. Maybe he even stopped himself. He's already a Rosh. That's what the Yad Dovid asks. But according to the second way of understanding this halacha, there's no kasha at all. If you say the Issa is Hakor, and even if you didn't actually do the Hakor, you just started doing it, even though the Hakor wasn't finished, then you already called the Rosh, is the Shvek. Sof. You didn't do it. But if you say that the Issa is the threat that you're imposing upon the other person, so when you've raised your hand, you've already finished the Issa. It's not Mashallah. The Issa has been Mishlam because you have imposed dread upon another person through raising your hand in mind. The fact that you have, even if you had no intent to finish it off, you would still have done the Issa. It's not Mashallah, it's Maisa. That is the Issa. L'hagbiya yodoi. In a manner, in a way, that demonstrates one's intent to impose a blow. Okay, but that's not conclusive. So, without a kasha, we could say it's the hakosel. I'm just saying that thus far being from this, we would gain to answer the question of the adult. But now I want to bring you what Lanias Daiti is a raya muchrachas. And want you to look at the Rambam, those of you who have the paper. Zulchus Chayvul Amad. Zulchus Chayvul Amad, Perikei Halacha Beis. The Rambam says like this. Afilu lahagbi'a yodei al chaveiro yosa. V'chol amagbi'a yodei al chaveiro yapoti shalehiko harize rosh. Now note that the Rambam deviates from the Lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say it's also to mem yodei al chaveiro. The Gemara says, amagbi'a yodei al chaveiro mikorosh. The Rambam introduces it, makes it, divides this halacha into two bovas. First bovas, first clause, Asilu lahagbi'a yodei al chaveiro osa, full stop. And then, by the way, chol amagbi'a yodei al chaveiro, af hoti shelo yikol harizei rosh. I want to ask you, Rabbi Yisai, what's the pshat in this Isser that Afilu lahagbi'a yodei al chaveiro osa? If we understand like the first Malus, like the Chaim Kanievsky, that the whole vicious of Magbi'a al chaveiro is because you intend to finish it. It doesn't make any sense to say that it's also lahagbi'a yodei al chaveiro. It's also to hit someone. To stand by Magbi'a al chaveiro without hitting it, without intending to hit him, is not also at all. And it's certainly not called a rosha. So it doesn't make sense to speak about an Isra al-Bi'a al-Khaveiro. Because Monashah, the person before he raised his hand, or as he was raising his hand, what was he intending to do? If he was not intending to do anything, then it's not also. And if he was intending to finish it, so then that's included in the Isra to be Magbi'a al-Khaveiro. The fact that he was obstructive in the middle of the way, that doesn't make it any different. It's like saying it's forbidden to try and eat tray for food. Mimonoshek, if you eat the tray for food, then you're done in it, and if you haven't, you haven't. So the Rambam who says that Afilu lahagbi'a yodei al chaveiro osa is clearly speaking about a separate item, where the person in mind did not intend to be goymer sahakor. All he intended to do was to raise his hand in threat. And that is what is the Isra. Daniel's Daiti, this is a Rayan Mukhrachas, that the Isra is to raise one's hand in threat. Because this is a Chiddush, and especially because my Bar Plukta is a great poem of this in this generation, I asked a few people presented this right before I came to speak here, including Avraham Aaron from Gateshead, and I asked him what he thought, and he was masking that this is a Raya Mukhrachas from the Das Rambam, the Gabi, the Gedr of the Isra of Hamagbi'a Yodei al Chaveiro. That is more. Not the only. There is also the Lashon of the Sefer HaMitzvos of the Rambam. Well, here the Rambam not only supports it, but he explains what the problem is more. In the Sefer Mitzvos L'Harambam, Mitzvos Lo'isas Hashim, negative commandment number 300, it's an easy number to remember to check up at home. U'mizoisas Hora, based on this prohibition, which prohibition? Of Le'yosif L'Hakoisai. Hiho as Hora Mihakos Kolish Yisro, etc. U'kvar his hero and the Chachomim already cautioned us. Milirmois L'Hakois. From alluding to strike a blow. And even if he won't actually deal with strike. Omru kalamagbi'a yodei al chaveiro akoisoi dikarosh. Whether or not kvar his hero means an issa d'oraisa or an issa d'rabbanan is not relevant here. Could be both. But the point he's saying is that the gedder is that there is a separate issa here besides the issa of hakor. There is an Issa L'Ramois L'Hakos. L'Ramois. To allude. And similarly the Sefer HaChinuch, who often follows the Ikvos HaRamban, says in Mitzvah Tov Kuf Tzadik Hei, U'mizeh halav yazhoras mehakos kol ish Yisrael, v'chachomim zichroinam levrocha, monu aysonu, prevented us, atilu milirmois L'Hakos. Omru, the principle here is because it is the other person is not here there, all he sees is what your the image that you're projecting. He sees your body language. And the body language, that is the Yisod. So where did the Rambam and the Chinuch get this from? Let's have a look back into the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says there in that sugya, Vili omer b'chanina mikra choyte. Shenema rin lo lakachti b'chozka. Uksivat hi chakas an orim gedele ma'oid. What are these two psukim? The Gemara is bringing these psukim, citing them as sources for the prohibition of, for the rishus of kolamad bia yodhe al chaveira. So the Gemara says, Rashi says, in lo lakachti b'chozka, v'nei eili ksiv. Shohoyu toikrim b'psar hazvochim. The sons of Eli would be extremely manipulative, and they would force people to give their, they were koyanim, so they were entitled to the meat. They could give it to other people as well, other koyanim. The Balaam have the, they would force their right to eat the b'sar hazavach. Omar, imleititim liyakach b'chazoka. And he would say, if you don't give me, I will take it by force. The Kohen would say to the person, if you don't give it to me, either you give it, hand it over. Either you hand it over, or what should you give in on it? So, Dr. Rashi, the Hainu Kenerim Yogai, Shahoyu Megavnin Lahakos. Rashi, of course, has to explain what's the connection of this to Meirim Yogai Al Khadarit, and Mantea Yogai Al Khadarit. He's telling someone, if you don't give me a piece of meat, then I'll take it by force. He didn't hit him, he didn't intend to hit him, and he didn't threaten to hit him. So what's it got to do with the price of Hamadbiya Yodhi Al Chaveira? Says Rashi, it's Ker made in Yodhi, like the same, Shoyim Magazmin Lahakos. Magazmin implies that they would boast, yeah. They would say, I've got ways of getting it out. Possibly even it contained an illusion that they would, if necessary, they would deal a blow as well, and then the person would drop the meat and they would get it. But they weren't intending to do it. The people gave the meat long before that. They were magazin. That means they were speaking b'derech hafloga. And nonetheless, this Gemara, this precedent of Bnei Eli, it's quoted with Gabi the Dina Kolamazdiya Yodhi Al Chaveira to demonstrate, it would seem, that the Issa is the threat and the dread that one imposes upon another person. And Rashi, in the continuation of the Sugya, says, Mar says there, that a person who was made in Yodhi Al Chaveira has no rectification unless through burial. Shenemar ish zroya lo ha'oret, quotes the pasuk in Iyo. So Rashi, ish zroya, ish shemeinif zroya, a person who waves his arm. Waves his arm implies lo ha'oret misakenes l'kvura. Again, ish shemeinif zroya implies iyum, implies havchoda, it implies imposing threat. If this is correct, then we have here a new understanding, perhaps an old understanding, but renewed this morning, of Kol HaMeirim Yodhi Al Chaveira and Kol HaMagdiya Yodhi Al Chaveira, a deen which emerges from this week's Eber. The Etzem deen of HaKoras Chaveira is stated in Parashat Kiseitei in the Parashat of Chiyum Malkus, Aboi Nerken Ulo Yosef. But the extension, whether it's the Raisa or whether it's the Rabbonon, comes from our Sefer Parashat Shmos. If you say it's only the Rabbonon, then the whole thing is in Asmachta, so it wouldn't be postulated. In Shuvas Maharim Vayel from Menachot Chet, he says, speaks about the case where Shimon topas Reuven bigroinoi, he grabs Reuven by the throat, v'sholach sakinu alav, and he took out his knife. V'omar eretz esko galtes, he said, I will decapitate you. Kol Abiseinu, says the Mariv Island, I'm quoting his Lashon, in the name of Nemuke, the Menachem, Nivusburg. Kol Abiseinu shovin bazeh. Kol amagbiya yodeh al chaveh nikarasha, uposul le'idus v'lishvua, ad shiyas et shuva hanikeres for Abiseinu. V'yafal pi shalai he called, even though he didn't touch him. Hoshkin ha, much more so in this case, shetopas b'greinai, where he did touch him, here in a great well of the Dekra Basakin, and made a motion as if he was going to slaughter him. Now Goris Maimonides, also in Hulchos Tevel Mazik, says as well, Shapoiskin Dine came the Kose Rasha Apostle Leidus. No, I'm not bringing any raya from the Tshuva Marival to the Gezora Pesach. I'm saying the Tshuva Marival and the Goris Maimonides independently say that a person becomes possible or evil if they're not free or not free, which is only clearly that they hold that the Yisr is their act. Now we have to ask what the Yisr is. There's no step that is there. This is one of the other topics. Because that I brought to your eye from the Lashon HaRambam and the Chinuch from the Sefer.
You touched him in the last case.
Yes, but he's not coming. But in Chanani, that was a worse case, and he says Kol Shikain. But he says that even if he wouldn't have touched him, he would also be postulated. Read you the Lashon again. He says Kol Abisei Nishavim that Tamadbi Adal Chaveinu Karasho Postulated for Lishvur. V'afal Pi Shloi Kol. That's in the normal case. Oshkin, how much more so should Topas be great in the Harim of Great Fall of the Dekra Bissaki? But even if he wouldn't have done that, he would already be called a Rosh. And now we have that, but he doesn't shed any light on what the Haggadah, what the exact definition of the Isra is. Just shed the light that whatever the Isra is, it's not to be posted when you learn the Tradition of Law. What the Isra is, that we learnt out. We learnt it out from the Rambam and from the Sefer Hashim. Looking at the various titles and hearing about the Shiurim, this is probably a bit of a Yerida, speaking about the sublime Yonim here, very high levels of Avedis Hashem, and here we're talking about tyranny, about striking other people. It sort of brings you down with a bang, down to earth. But I think as people may discuss the Parsha over the weekend, especially those who have young children or grandchildren, can certainly bring out a very strong Musa Haske. Obviously it's a Musa for adults, but it's also a Musa for children as well. Sometimes, you know, the older sibling goes to the younger one, and he makes in his mile upon his earth as if, you know, just you snitch on me and I'll already arrange you. So then the younger child is terrified. And as usual, the older child goes, I didn't do anything, I didn't touch him. I didn't do anything, he's innocent, he only rolled up. So we see here now. Because we see Aura, according to this, it's not only if you're male and yodi on Chaveya. Any pu'ula that the person will do, which demonstrates a threat, which poses a threat upon somebody, is in itself the Aveira of Kolomazbira del Chavei Mikarash. Moshe Feinstein in Tshuva speaks even about teachers, or for that matter parents, who sometimes have the right, if not the duty, to deal a blow, as it was as it matters. Nevertheless, he says, even if you're going to deal a blow, you mustn't impose a threat. Doesn't speak about this, you know, Hamadbiya al-Khaveya. He just cites the fact that it says in the Masech the Seif, Masech the Smoch, his parent base, which speaks about the Ma'abid Atman al-Gas, the person who once was Mara Biyodai to his son, and the son got so terrified, and he went and he was And it comes out that he was potter, he wasn't treated responsible, because the power of the threat was too much for him to bear. So therefore, the Moshe says that even if a person wants to give a smack, then he shouldn't do it by a potential threat. Either give it or you don't give it. But don't tell him you'll give it later. Because then the child has got to live with the threat. Obviously, the child knows that if he misbehaves, he may get the punishment. But don't tell him the threat is there, it's on the shelf, I'm going to give it to you in 12 hours. Because that is where the child has to suffer under the threat. On the one hand, one may be tempted to do so sometimes because a person should never smite a child when he is in anger, so that in a way that he's not making a cool and calculated judgment. So on the one hand, it's tempting to say, look, let me cool down first. Okay, but don't tell the child about it. Tell the child about it, you're giving him something to have to worry about, and the severity of that is serious. And even when one has to be makir chaveiro, a child, or a talmid, depends which school you go to, we don't want to get controversial. Even if a person has to give a makir, then you have to beware that it must be justified of the halacha. Because if it's not justified, or it's just the person venting their frustration, then, and the Moshe says this as well in his Tshuva, the person is over on a loisa to the raisa of lo yosef ten yosef la hakosa. Thank you.